Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Salisbury, Maryland, specifically Purdue Stadium, for Game 3 of 6 between your Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds have taken the first two games of the series from the Fred Nats. Delmarva, on their longest winning streak of the season, now have won three in a row, have vaulted their record a little bit closer to 500 step-by-step at 12-23 on the season. Fredericksburg, now at 19-15, have seen their lead in the Northern Division whittle away as they are now tied for first place in the North with the Lynchburg Hillcats. Shorebirds will try to keep it going here tonight as they have taken 5-3 wins in each of the first two games. Here against the Nationals last night, it was a wire-to-wire win for Delmarva as they put up a three spot in the second and held on the rest of the way. Connor Grady, with his best outing of the season, six innings, gave up just two unearned runs, three hits, one walk, five strikeouts, as he posted the third quality start of the year for Delmarva. Creed Willems stayed hot yet again, hit his second triple of the season, had a two-run single as well, a Chialte Sohn, an RBI double, and the Shorebirds were able to hold on against Fredericksburg. Daniel Lloyd, with the final three innings out of the bullpen, picking up his second save, he allowed just one run while striking out three. The game was played in a breezy 2 hours even. Quickest game of the season for Delmarva as Connor Grady, once he got on a roll, he took little to no time in between pitches. So the Shorebirds, now 7.5 back in the division, 12-23 overall, will try to go where no Shorebirds team has gone yet so far this season, and that's four wins in a row. This Delmarva team, they've just turned a corner, starting with that three-run walk-off homer back on Sunday from Isaac Bologna, and they'll try to get the momentum to continue flowing here today as they take on right now the guy who has been the best pitcher in the Carolina League, Rodney. He is 3-0 with a 0.82 ERA. He leads the Carolina League in virtually every category at this point. He has been striking guys out. He has barely walked anybody. And if you remember him from last year with the Fred Nats, he had a terrible season. He got shelled a couple of times by the Shorebirds, but he has certainly flipped over a new leaf here this year and has become the ace of the Carolina League. He's matched up with the Shorebirds' own ace, Shane Davis, as this is a rematch of the season opener back on April the 8th. Davis now 1-3 with a 3.64 ERA. Struggled last week against Salem as I think just a little bit of fatigue starting to get to him as he had started to work a little bit longer into his outings, had gone 5-6 respectively. His two prior outings before going just 4 last time out against Salem, gave up 4 runs earned, 5 runs total as he took his third loss of the season, so he'll try to bounce back here today. Over the course of this winning streak, the Shorebirds have been getting some very good pitching both from their bullpen and from their starting staff. And of course, the guy who led it last night, Connor Grady, had struggled up until his start last night, but he was finally able to avoid that one big inning that has been hitting him so hard as he posted 6 very good frames to pick up the victory, his second of the year last night. I got a chance to catch up with Connor prior to today's ball game, so I'll stop yapping and let Connor take over the show here. We'll air our chat with Shorebirds starting pitcher Connor Grady. You're listening to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, where we're joined by last night's winning pitcher, Connor Grady. Connor, you posted a really good start last night, just 2 unearned runs over 6 innings. You worked extremely efficiently and extremely quickly on the mound. And one thing that I'm curious about was your prior start, you had walked 4. And to kick off last night, you had a full count. You ended up hitting the batter. What goes through your head when, you know, you've been struggling for a little bit, and I know you wanted to get over that hump, when you have, you know, a adverse at bat, the first batter that you face in the game, how do you reset?
Well, you know, I just had to come with the approach of attacking and not so much nibbling and working around people and just come at them. And
I've gotten so used to you pounding the strike zone that when you ended up walking 4 against Salem, it kind of took me aback, especially 3 in one inning. Do you remember the last time that you had ever walked 3 guys in one inning?
No, I mean, it's not something that I really talk about. I'm not putting that out there. Walks is just something that I need to cut down on. It's not something that's part of my game, and it doesn't benefit me at all getting behind in the count at all. So working ahead was something that really worked in my favor yesterday.
And once you got going in last night's game, it just kind of felt like a boulder falling down a hill where there's just so much momentum with it. Do you feel that on the mound?
Yes, of course, and especially because the offense got out in maybe like the third or fourth inning, got out, scored a few runs. So going back out there and being able to pitch with a lead, that changes the game as well.
And I know sometimes when you're going up against hitters at this level, you know, a lot of times you might be able to fool them, but pitch off the plate, they're unable to pull the trigger. Suddenly that turns into a ball. Last night, though, Fredericksburg, you had them out on their heels. They were very off balance. What goes into dictating that game plan?
I think yesterday I attacked a lot more with fastballs than I usually would, and maybe worked in a lot more, because working in and throwing more fastballs opens up the off speed, which is what I tend to throw and what's my best pitches. So being able to keep them off balance with the fastball in opened up the other side of the plate.
It feels like pitching inside is kind of a lost art here in this day and age. Where did you kind of learn to first be comfortable doing that? And then how did you work in, okay, you have two fastballs, four seam, two seam, where you can start the four seam right on the black, leave it there, and then get that two seamer that runs in on their hands. How do you get comfortable with that?
Well, going over stuff with Joe and analytical stuff like that about their tendencies and stuff like that. But where I work on it really is in the bullpen, is where you kind of have to just have the catcher set up right there, work on just that spot, being able to get comfortable with throwing into both sides of the plate.
And your past couple of outings had basically been undone by just one inning each time. And once you got into the fifth yesterday, you got into a little trouble there, and you were going 80-plus pitches for the first time this year. Did you think about in your head about, you know, how you want to have that shutdown inning, or when an inning starts to spiral out of control, how you put a cap on it?
You know, I didn't think about it too much. I just wanted to keep attacking. I didn't want to change the game plan from what had been working the first four or five innings before that stuff started to happen. But I just kept the same game plan, kept attacking, and good things happened.
And in last night's game, you ended up getting two base runners thrown out on the base pass by your catcher, Creed Willems. Wow. And I love kind of the dichotomy here where you're a Division I college pitcher who spent 4 years in college, Creed, an 18-year-old kid. Is that weird at all to you? And what's it like working with somebody who is, you know, starting to play the game at a higher level for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, well, in college I always had a catcher who was younger than me anyway. So the age difference doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, it's the same game we're playing. But that was nice. That's huge always, especially after I hit somebody and walked somebody, both runners that he was throwing out yesterday. That changes the inning for me completely. Just the arm back there changes the game. So that's really crucial.
Well, Connor, congrats on the great outing last night. Here's to many more the rest of the year, and thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting a lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Zelenik here with you. Big thanks again to Connor Grady for taking the time to chat with us here today. But now it's time for the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Fredericksburg Nationals and their manager, one Jacob Lowry. Jacob Young leads it off for the Fred Nats. He DHs here tonight. Jeremy De La Rosa in center bat. Second, Brady House, the shortstop, hits third. Steven Williams, going to mess that up for the rest of the season now, thanks to Creed. Steven Williams in right field bats fourth. Leandro Emiliani, the first baseman, bats fifth. Alan Barrios, the catcher, bats sixth. TJ White in left field, seventh. Junior Martina, the third baseman, eighth. And Vian Del Pena rounds it out, hitting ninth for Rodney Theofield on the mound for the Frednats. For the Shorebirds, Luis Valdez leads it off. He's in center. Noelbert Romero, the second baseman, bats second. Daryl Hernandez, the shortstop, hits third, followed by Isaac Polonia in right field manning the cleanup spot. Isaac De Leon's the third baseman. He'll bat fifth. Ryan Higgins in left field. He bats sixth. Josue Cruz, the first baseman in the seven hole. Moises Ramirez, freshly activated off the IL yesterday. He's going to DH and bat eighth. Brian Hernandez does the catching, batting ninth for Shane Davis on the bump today for the Shorebirds. Your pitching matchup, Shane Davis for Delmarva, Rodney Theophile for the Frednats. It is a gorgeous night for baseball here from Purdue Stadium right now. Temperature sitting right before first pitch at 81 degrees, barely a cloud in the sky. A couple of them dot the horizon out beyond the center field wall. A little light breeze, but for the moment, infield covered in shadows, the outfield in pure sunshine. It is a gorgeous night for baseball here on the Eastern Shore. Shorebirds trying to make it four wins in a row, something they haven't been able to do yet this season. As you just think about where the Shorebirds ball club was even just a week ago. In that series against Salem, they were on the verge of their third straight loss. They had nearly gotten no hit the night prior. They had cobbled together one hit in that Wednesday night game. A week later, playing such a better brand of baseball, a cohesive brand of baseball, where suddenly everything is clicking for them all at once. It's really great to see. Now the challenge is, can they keep it up and continue it? That's always the hard part for a very young team, and I think they have the guy on the mound that they want, though, to try to get them out to four in Shane Davis. Shane, who has been here since last season, he has thrown exceptionally well here this season. At the top of the rotation, the Shorebirds actually with two of the most productive arms in the Carolina League in Shane Davis and Juan de los Santos. Prior to the last outing where Shane gave up five runs, four earned over four-plus innings, he'd given up just two over his 11 prior as well, and before that, he had thrown four shutout for a total of 15 innings where he'd allowed just two earned. Well, Shane's just about to take the field, which means it's time for us to take one more break. And on the other side, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jacks Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jacks Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road in the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds fan zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Pelzer, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here on a gorgeous Thursday night in Salisbury, Maryland. Sam Jelinek with you as the Delmarva Shorebirds and Fredericksburg Nationals tango for the third time this week. Shorebirds have taken the first two of the series. They'll try to ensure at least a series split here tonight as Fredericksburg has now seen their lead in the Northern Division dwindle away. They are now tied for first place with the Lynchburg Hellcats at 19-15 on the season. Shorebirds at 11-23 themselves. Sent Shane Davis to the mound for his seventh start of the season. Shane 1-3 with a 3.64 ERA. 29 2/3 innings, he struck out 36, walked 13, 22 hits, 17 runs, 12 earned for the 22-year-old out of North Carolina Central, born and raised in Chesapeake, Virginia. He's on the bump, and this is the defense that lines up behind him for Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. It's Ryan Higgins in left, Luis Valdez in center, Isaac Bologna in right, Isaac De Leon at third, Daryl Hernandez at short, Noelbert Romero at second, Josue Cruz at first, and Brian Hernandez does the catching, giving Creed Willems a spell here tonight. Shorebirds, as is customary for every Thursday home game, going with their Maryland Frontier. Maryland flag sleeves, black base jersey, Shorebirds in yellow outlined in red across the front with red numbers on the back outlined in yellow, flip-flopping there. Fredericksburg in their road grays here again today, same that they wore on Tuesday morning. Fredericksburg in red across the front with red numbers on the back. Shane's ready to go on the hill, but we are actually waiting on our home plate umpire. Jalen Goodman had gone back to the umpire's locker room. Evidently, he had forgotten something. So Shane, who is ready to work out in the bump, he loves to work so quick that this kind of delay is less than ideal for Shane. And all we can do for the moment is wait till Jalen Goodman reemerges. Not sure what the issue was, what he forgot or what he needed to go and grab from the locker room, but he's down in the tunnel right now, and we're just going to have to wait for him to come back. So Shane, a five-pitch mix now on the mound, having added a cutter over the course of last season, four-seam fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, and changeup for the right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 180. Shane, like we had mentioned, is trying to work on increasing his stamina just a little bit. He conceded that the first time he went five this year against Augusta, he went back out for the sixth and ended up struggling there. And he said, when I went back out for the sixth, it was a hot day. I was already tired. I tried to get through it. Just wasn't ready at that point in the season. He followed that up, though, with six shutout innings at Columbia, going the full six, while also striking out a career-high seven. For the last outing against Salem, he threw his most pitches. He went up to 82, but took the loss as he worked into the fifth, but allowed five runs and four earned. Hopefully, umpire Jalen Goodman has finally emerged from the tunnel down the first place line. Ah, and we have our answer. Jalen Goodman had to fix his chest plate. His chest protector wasn't working for him, so he went and back and got all good to go. I guess that's slightly important if you're a home plate umpire, making sure that you're well protected around the chest. So now we're ready to rock after a couple-minute delay here to begin the game. Jacob Young stands in from the right side to lead us off, as he has done all series long this week. Young, right-handed batter, hitting 219, 625 OPS. Third baseman De Leon plays even with the bag at third for the speedy Young. Davis into his wind, his first pitch strike one, we're underway a couple minutes late at 7:08. Davis working quickly, is 0-1 home. Fastball again, outside corner, and strike two. Davis wasting no time after the brief delay to begin the game. Firing BBs here at Young. Wind up, here's the 0-2. Breaking ball down and away, it's a ball and two strikes. Davis works from just about in the middle of the rubber, a little bit off towards the first base side. Pretty standard full windup. Black glove orange laces. 1-2. Fastball popped up behind home. That'll get back and out of play. And we stay at a ball and two strikes. Shane allowed two runs in the first inning to Salem last week when he pitched on Friday night, and then didn't run into trouble again until that fifth inning where he didn't pick up an out. 1-2 once more. And Young, a hard grounder to the right side. It almost eats up the second baseman, Romero, but he holds on to it, throws to first, nearly pulls Cruz off the bag, but he keeps a toe on the base to retire Young, and there's one away here in the first. An eventful first out of the game. Romero, a somewhat late addition to the lineup here today. He was not initially in the starting nine. Michel Deson was scratched. Luis Valdez moved from second to center, and Romero in the lineup batting second and playing second. First pitch to Jeremy De La Rosa coaxes a swing and a miss, breaking ball down for strike one. You always know it's a good start when Shane comes out having that breaking ball working, getting swings and misses. 0-1. Fastball cut on and missed, 93. Good early velo from Davis, and De La Rosa quickly into an 0-2 hole. De La Rosa leading the Fred Nats with a 925 OPS, hitting 313. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball high, 94 there from Davis, as Velo ticking up here at the start. Shane typically sits more 90 to 92, but we have seen him up to 95 this season. 1-2. Slider in on the hands, can't grab the edge. And the count's even at 2. As you know, Jalen Goodman calling the balls and strikes here tonight. Charlie Willing, his crewmate, down the first base line. Davis, the leg kick, here it comes. And De La Rosa leads back on it. Gloves, throws to first, not in time. Hernandez caught a little flat-footed, having to wait for that one, and De La Rosa hustling out the box. Is able to beat it out for an infield single. Looked like the ball had a little bit of side spin. Hernandez looked like at first, like a half shuffle to his left before having to wait back on it. And De La Rosa beats it out. So a man at first now for Brady House. Davis from the stretch for the first time, works on the belt. Leg kick, the first pitch, and House takes a breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. House hitting 330 to lead the Fred Nats, 894 OPS, just a little shy of De La Rosa's mark over 900. Three homers, 26 driven in for House. 1-1. Slider down and away, lays off for ball one. House, right-handed batter, 11th overall pick of the Nationals last season out of high school. Consensus top 100 prospect. 1-1 offering. And House takes a fastball down the middle. That is very un-House-like there. From what I've seen from him in the 4-plus games he's played against Delmarva, as good a swing decisions you'll see out of an 18-year-old at this level. Rarely chases when he gets a pitch in his nitro zone. Usually lets it fly. Throw over to first, and De La Rosa back in with a dive. Middle infield at double play depth. They turned their first double play of the homestand in game number 9 last night. 1-2, De La Rosa runs, and House fouls it back and out of play. 1-2. Hernandez getting his first start behind the plate this week. First time somebody other than Creed Willems has caught here tonight, or here in the series. Willems threw out 2 base runners last night. On the season, the Shorebirds catching corps has done a great job throwing out base runners at a 20% rate. Hernandez has thrown out 4 in 17 chances. 1-2. House takes, breaking ball down and away. Counts level at 2. De La Rosa with 10 stolen bases. He's been caught 3 times. He is at first, 1 out, top of the first. The 2-2. Fastball chopped foul in and out of the Shorebirds' dugout third base side. Nearly decapitated somebody. Thankfully, everybody gets out of the way. Count stays level at 2. Davis settles in at the belt. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. House takes outside. Hernandez pump fakes the throw. And De La Rosa into second with a head first dive without a play. It's the 11th stolen base of the season. Pitch missed outside to House. So the count full, 1 out. De La Rosa in scoring position at second. Outfield plays deep, especially Valdez in center, shaded towards right. Payoff to the plate. And House swings and launches it foul out of play. Third base side towards the parking lot. And we stay with a 3-2 count. Davis being forced to work hard here through the first 3 batters, now at 18 pitches. Pretty stark contrast to what we saw through the first inning yesterday, when both Brian Caceres and Connor Grady coasted through the first. Pretty sure by this time last night we were already in the second inning. 3-2 again. And House of Chopper right back up the middle behind the second base bag. The second baseman Romero Fields throws to first in time to get a hustling House. De La Rosa goes to third. That's a nice play by Noelbert Romero. He's shown the arm to play third himself. But at his natural second base position, able to range the left field side of the bag, make the play. There's 2 away. Brings up Steven Williams, playing right field tonight. No homer, 6 driven in for the Auburn products. Hitting 265, the first pitch. Breaking ball grabs the top of the strike zone, 0-1. 737 OPS for Wills. From the left side, De La Rosa at third. Two outs, top of the first. And Davis says he's coming set, steps off. Oh, and one on Williams. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Hernandez for strike two. First changeup of the night for Davis. Counts 0-2. Outfield plays Williams straight away. Leandro Emiliani on deck if we get that far in the inning. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the slider down. Hernandez blocks it, picks it up, throws to first to complete the strikeout. And Shane Davis authors a scoreless first inning. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Fredericksburg nothing and Delmarva coming to bat here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store.
All right, man, you see the for the first base of the other side. Here's how first base is our candidate.
So much to protect each day. Nationwide is
Columbus, Ohio.
Your Little League team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply tune in available game. Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting right up for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Shorebirds. The new year, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways. To watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bomb of the first here from Salisbury. Fredericksburg nothing. Delmarva coming to bat for the first time. Sam Jelinek with you here on a picture-perfect Thursday night from the Eastern Shore. We're at the Theophile on the mound for the Fred Nats, getting the start here tonight, his second of the season against Delmarva. 3-0 on the season with an 0.83 ERA. He has been simply dominant this season. 33 innings, has struck out 48, walked just 5. 6'5", 230-pound Nicaraguan. Signed for just $10,000 back in 2018. Underwent Tommy John in 2019, missed the entire 2020 season due to the pandemic. And then last year, pitching the entire season with the Fred Nats, got lit up. 4-11 with a 5.56 ERA for the club. 89 innings, struck out 84, walked 47, and had a number of bad outings against the Shorebirds specifically. But this year, he has been on another level. First pitch, Luis Valdez. He swings and chops it foul on the plate for strike one. Defense behind Theophile here tonight. It's TJ White in left, Jeremy De La Rosa in center, Stephen Williams in right. Junior Martina plays third, Brady House at short, Yandel Pena at second, and Leandro Emiliani's at first. Theophile into the wind, the 0-1. Valdez shows bunt and bunts it back and out of play, 0-2. Alan Barrios does the catching for Fredericksburg for the second time this series, back-to-back nights. Valdez in a quick 0-2 hole. Luis, the Shorebirds' leadoff man, hitting .223 on the season. Theophile's pitch. Pass ball up and away, and the count's 1-2. Valdez just a .597 OPS as he's had a tough homestand. Just 2-for-29. Theophile pitches from the third base side of the rubber, and now the righty steps off of the mound. And that'll be an automatic ball. Theophile stepped off, but wasn't... So the count's even at 2. Theophile rocks and deals the pitch, and Valdez chops it foul up the first base side, 2-2. It's always that interesting kind of 3 to 4 second moment when a pitcher steps off the mound. Now we wait to see whether or not the umpire grants them time. So then we just wait for the clock to run out, and that's that. 2-2, slow breaking ball down and away, and the count's full. Feel a big body into his windup, the 3-2. And Valdez a hard grounder right at the second baseman, Pena. Gloves in front and throws to first. To retire Valdez for the first out here in the bottom of the first. Brings up Noel Pert Romero, one out, bases empty. No score here in the early going. It's not too often you see a right-handed pitcher work from the third base side of the rubber like Field does. And he doesn't really throw too far across his body, so it kind of opens up his whole delivery. First pitch home to Romero. He gets out in front and yanks it foul. Third base side for strike one. Romero, like we said, a late addition to the lineup. Hitting .238 on the season, .720 OPS. Right-handed batter. Theo Field hands over his head. The 0-1. It's on the inside corner. I'll play a little cutter there at 91. His fastball typically sits more 93-95. So it's a quick 0-2 hole for Romero. Theo Field the rock. Here's the pitch. Curveball rolled on the ground to short. In the hole, Brady House gloves, fires across, and retires Romero. Two ground ball outs to open the account for Rodney Theo Field. That's the thing with Theo Field, despite the strikeout numbers really piling up, is that he can induce a lot of weak contact, even his first outing of the season. Against Delmarva when he threw four very good innings. Darryl Hernandez now in the battle. Batter, first pitch, breaking ball low for ball one. Those four innings just included a ton of weak contact. 1-0 down in the dirt, and Hernandez ahead in the count 2-0. It was 4-8. Theo Field struck out 8, walked 2, allowed 3 hits. 2-0 on its way to Hernandez. And Darryl rips one into left. That's a base hit on one hop in front of the left fielder, T.J. White. Will throw it on in, and Hernandez with a laser to left. Gets himself the first hit of the game for Delmarva. Two-out single. Brings up Isaac Baloney. Isaac has quieted down after homering in back-to-back games Sunday through Tuesday. He's been hitless since that homer on Tuesday. 0 for 4 last night. Switch hitter, bats from the left side. Theo Field, a high set. Hernandez runs in the first pitch. Pitch is low, and then Barrios drops it behind the plate. Lost it on the handle, and Hernandez into second without a play. Went with a headlong dive anyways. But Hernandez gets his 8th stolen base of the season. He still hasn't been caught. So the Shorebirds with a runner in scoring position. 2 outs, bottom of the first. It's a 1-0 count on Baloney. Theo Field from the letters, the pitch. Misses high and away for ball two. Baloney, 22 RBIs in the season. Tied for the team lead in that department with Darryl Hernandez. 2-0 pitch. Baloney takes down and in for ball three. One of the cool things about baseball that you have a native U.S. Virgin Islander at the plate going up against Nicaraguan on the mound. Don't get that kind of global matchup too often. 3-0. Baloney takes high for ball four. Theo Field walks him on four pitches. And a little bit of two-out trouble here now for Theo Field. Men at first and second. And Isaac De Leon, the batter. It's the first walk allowed by Theo Field here in the month of May. His first 12 innings, he hadn't given up a walk. Here in the month, he's still only allowed just one earned over 12 frames, 18 strikeouts. Shorebirds threatening here, though. Isaac De Leon at the plate. Two on, two out. First pitch home. Fastball spiked in for ball one, and Theo Field's missed on five in a row. De Leon struggling over the first month plus of the season. Two homers, 11 driven in, hitting .147, .582 OPS. Right on right matchup. Theo Field will look to second. Now the pitch. And the heater's down and away for ball three. Or for ball two, beg your pardon. And it looks like pitching coach Joel Hanrahan might go ahead and make a visit here. It's on the top step, and he'll walk out to the mound as Theo Field has missed on his past six pitches. And given how well he's thrown to begin the season, that is very un-Theo Field-like. Another curious thing here is home plate umpire Jalen Goodman going and talking with the Shorebirds manager, Felipe Rojas Jr., down the third baseline. Well, the visit's going on. Short, brief conversation, but always notable when you see something like that. So the meeting on the mound done between Hanrahan and Theophile. It's a 2-0 count on De Leon. Men at first and second, two out. Hernandez at second, Bologna at first. That's very good foot speed on the bases. 2-0. De Leon lays off. It's on the outside corner at 92 for strike one. Theophile back in the zone. So both pitchers being taxed here in the first inning, having to go 20-plus pitches. The 2-1. De Leon takes. It's down low. Fastball can't find the zone. 3-1. Ryan Higgins on deck. Outfield plays De Leon straight away. Infield straight up. The 3-1. De Leon takes. It's up and away. Ball four. And Theophile has walked back-to-back batters. And I'd take a stab in the dark here. That's the first time he's done that all season long. And the two walks, none of the pitches out of the zone have been particularly close either. So he did here with two outs in the inning. And now Ryan Higgins will try to make him pay. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the first. Scoreless game for now. Theophile still from the stretch, the pitch. Fastball down and outside for ball one. Higgins hitting 160 on the season, 556 OPS. One homer, 11 driven in. Shorebirds have not hit a grand slam in the season. They've only hit one three-run homer. Bases loaded here, two outs. The 1-0. Breaking ball down and away. Theophile can't find the zone with the spinner either. Goes to the back of the mound, tries to reset. It's 2-0. Twenty-four pitches for Theophile, and only nine have been strikes. The 2-0. Higgins swings, it's a chopper right back up the middle and into center of base hit. One run scores, Bologna flying around third. He'll score without a play. The throw goes to second, and Ryan Higgins with a two-run single gets the boards on the board here in the first. It's 2-0 Delmarva here in the early going. Just a big hit needed for Ryan Higgins. Able to get enough top spin on that ball, skip it through the infield. De Leon goes to second, now Josue Cruz the batter. 2-0 Birds, bottom one. First pitch. Cruz watches a fastball find the inside corner for strike one. And now an arm up out in the Fred Nats bullpen as Theophile closing in on 30 pitches here in the inning. Like we've detailed before with the Shorebirds, 30 pitches tends to be the max for any one arm in a frame. The 0-1. Cruz rips it down the right field line. That's a base hit, and it'll go all the way to the corner. De Leon around third. He'll score. Higgins gets the wave around third. Loses the helmet. He scores. Cruz on his way to third. He's in with a headlong dive. It's a two-run triple for Josue Cruz. And the Birds lead it 4-0 in the first. Get on your horse, Josue. Drives in two. And the Shorebirds sticking it to Rodney Theophile here in the first. It'll actually be a double and an error on Stephen Williams in right, who booted the ball, kicked it against the fence. So, sorry, Josue. The triple will have to wait. They get two driven in. Brings up Moises Ramirez, the DH, first pitch. Swing and a miss, out in front of a breaking ball for strike one. Cruz drives in two, and for Josue, that snapped a horrendous streak. 0-1, Ramirez swings and misses. It's quickly 0-2. Josue was 0 for his last 18. Or 0 for his last 21, beg your pardon, actually, after last night. So he snaps that with a big two-run hit. Now 0-2 on Ramirez in his first at-bat off the IL. The pitch, swing and a miss, chased a slider outside. And Theophile finally ends the first with the Birds strike for four. Ryan Higgins drives in two with a single. Host Wade Cruz drives in two with a base hit as well. And after an inning of play, it's Delmarva 4 and Fredericksburg nothing here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level of Shorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the second here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds with a 4-0 lead over the Fredericksburg Nationals as Rodney Theophile gets tagged for four runs in the bottom of the first. To put that in perspective, Theophile had given up all of three earned runs all season long. And the Shorebirds, by all metrics, the worst offense in the Carolina League, pour it on him early. So Shane Davis back to work with a four-run cushion. Leandro Emiliani leads it off for the Fred Nats here. 5, 6, and 7 due up. As we have another delay here, I think it's the same issue as last time, I'd imagine, with Jalen Goodman. He went back into the umpire's locker room again. He had trouble with his chest protector when he came out for first pitch. So that delayed the start of the game, and now he tried to go back in between the end of the first and the start of the second here. And he is still yet to reappear. So a little bit of bad luck for Shane Davis, who's had each start of the inning when he's been out on the mound delayed now. So for the moment, all we can do is wait and relish in the Birds' four-run first inning. And Theophile had been carving up not just the league, but he carved up the Shorebirds back on opening night. He was really good. That's when I kind of got in that sense that this wasn't the same Rodney Theophile that we saw at the end of last year, who struggled a lot against Delmarva. The start of this one, and strangely enough, all the damage came with two outs. Single, walk, single, two-run double. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, was a four-run inning. Shorebirds have gotten a lot of two-out magic over the past couple of days. Isaac Bologna's walk-off homer on Sunday, two outs. Last night against Fredericksburg, that three-run second inning, all those runs scored with two outs. They've finally started to get the big hits when they needed to. And that is a very nice change of pace compared to what Delmarva had been getting through the first couple weeks of the season. So for now, we're still waiting on the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, to come back from the umpire's locker room as he had been having trouble with his chest protector at the start of the game. And evidently, he wanted to try to change it in between the inning break. But he is still stuck back there. And all we can do is wait for him to return. As I guess this is the baseball God's ways. Yeah, and it is the same thing we've been informed. He's trying to fix his chest plate again. But I think that this is the baseball gods getting back at us for the two-hour game yesterday as Goodman finally reemerges again. And we'll get back to baseball here. But you can't have a two-hour game one night and not expect the next night to get every kind of strange delay imaginable, as we've gotten two umpire delays here tonight. Shorebirds with a 4-0 lead as we kick off the top of the second. Leandro Meliani strides the plate finally to lead it off. Meliani, left-handed batter. Another one of the returning Fred Nats this season. Last year hit just 155 for the Fred Nats. Nearly surpassed those numbers already this year. First pitch from Davis to him. It's breaking ball inside for ball one. Meliani had four homers and 18 driven in, hitting 242, 869 OPS. 1-0 from Davis. Meliani takes, fastballs in the knees, 1-1. And because we don't give them enough credit when they actually are doing their jobs well, because we've ragged on Jalen Goodman enough today for the chest protector incident, as a broken back grounder to third, booted by De Leone, kicks it towards the middle of the infield. Meliani, for some reason, barely ran to first base. And by the time anybody picks up the baseball, Meliani is safe at first on what will end up being an E5. But Meliani was left with just the handle of the bat in his hand, and for some reason it perplexed him so much that he never ran to first. By the time De Leon booted it at third, Meliani hadn't even moved. And finally, once De Leon pounced on the loose baseball, Meliani started running and got to first without a play. So a man at first and nobody out for Alan Barrios, getting his second straight start behind the plate. Last night is Fred Nat's 2022 debut. He went 1-for-4. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Davis fires breaking ball outside for ball one. Barrios goes with a style of batting stance not too dissimilar from Paul Goldschmidt. Sliding the barrel of the bat back behind his head, down his back. And then flicks it upright as the pitch comes home. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball. 1-1. 4-0 Shorebirds, top of the second. Two run hits for Josue Cruz and Ryan Higgins. Davis from the belt. Meliani at first. The pitch. Barrios checks his swing on the high fastball this time. Lays off 2-1. So a strange thing with Alan Barrios' headshot, which is currently up on the scoreboard here at Purdue Stadium. Davis is 2-1. He swings. Barrios has eye black on in his headshot. And it's not just your standard eye black. It's kind of the smudged one that Bryce Harper used to do when he was younger. The warrior type eye black. But Barrios is doing it for his headshot, which I'm surprised nobody told him to wipe it off for something that would be up on the scoreboard everywhere he plays. 2-2. Fastball way high and the count's full. I have seen guys do weirder. Last year, Gregory Vasquez for the Shorebirds insisted that the sticker on his hat stay on there. And thus, every time we put up his headshot, threw over to first, and Meliani back in with the dive. The photo of Gregory Vasquez with his Shorebirds hat with the New Era sticker still on it adorned the screen. 3-2 on its way to Barrios. He swings and lines it out of play, third base side. And the count stays full. Man at first, nobody out, top of the second. Shorebirds on top, 4-0. We've had guys forget to take off their sunglasses for pictures, things of that nature, so eye black. It's definitely been done before. 3-2 is high for ball four. Davis walks his first of the evening after the Birds staked him to a four-run lead. First two are on here to be in the second. Brings up T.J. White back in the lineup here tonight after sitting out last night. He was 1-for-4 in the opener with a two-base hit. 18-year-old hitting 250, 755 OPS. Davis's pitch. Changeup slices the middle of the plate for strike one. Two on, nobody out. White, switch hitter, bats from the left side. Hands held low. Slightly open stance. Davis is 0-1. Curveball drops off the table. Can't find the zone. 1-1. Walker pinches the second base bag, corners back. Cruz behind the bag at first. Davis looks the runner back at second, now fires home, and White, a tapper down the first baseline, foul. 1-2. Davis a walk back on top of the hill. Runners retreat to their bases. White with good power, something he showed last year down the FCL at just 17, hit four homers in 15 games. Hasn't come to him quite as easily here at A-ball. Two homers in 18 games. 1-2. Back foot slider can't get him to chase. And the count's level at 2. Davis's pitch count really escalating here early at 36 with nobody out in the second. Shorebirds only had to use one reliever last night, so the bullpen's pretty fresh. 2-2 delivery. White swings and misses, chases the high fastball. As Davis puts it neck high, White takes a rip at it, comes up empty. And that's the first out here in the first. Here in the second, I should say. Brings up Junior Martina, familiar name to many Shorebirds fans from last season. Martina back for another tour of duty with the Fred Nats. Has been playing as much as last year, appeared in 80 games last year, hitting 269. 663 OPS. First pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block by Hernandez for ball one. Martina, another one of those Western Oklahoma State college kids. 16th round pick back in 2019. Playing in his 17th game. One homer, five driven in. Hitting 149 with a 468 OPS. Right-handed batter, two on, one out. 4-0 Shorebirds in the second. Davis the set, now fires home. And the breaking ball popped back and out of play, 1-1. Davis to the belt. Miliani dances away from second. The pitch. Martina pops it up. Out beyond first, down the right field line, shallow right. Right fielder Bologna comes in and makes the call on the catch in front of the second baseman Romero for the second out here in the second. Good job by Bologna taking control there, knowing that that was his ball to have. And there's two away, so Davis's pitch count not as much of an issue anymore, now at 40. But the Birds do have some new arms in their bullpen. Made some moves back on Tuesday morning as Kelvin LaRoche hit the IL. Shed Long at his rehab assignment transferred up to High A Aberdeen. And Birds added two new relievers, one Joel Benitez and Angel Vargas. Both from down and extended in the FCL from last season. First pitch to Viondel Pena, breaking ball in the dirt, squirts through Hernandez, and both runners take 90 feet. Didn't get very far away, but by the time Hernandez realized the ball was loose, each runner had already taken the extra base. So Pena with two in scoring position. He tripled last night. Only hit of the game was 1-for-3. Three homers, 15 driven in for the switch hitter. 303 average, 888 OPS. 1-0. Davis spins a breaking ball just off the outside corner for ball two. On deck, the top of the order, Jacob Young. Pena, the most overqualified nine-hole hitter in the league. Duo. And Pena takes a big rip and sends it straight up in the air in front of home plate. Third baseman De Leon comes in, calls for it, and makes the catch halfway in between home and the mound to retire the side and strand to a board for Shane Davis in the second. We go to the bottom of the second. Delmarva still up 4-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
Son! I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out. If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real?
The Shoreburg Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shoreburg games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shoreburg hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering bonus prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's starting with the whoop. Good thing is, he knows where he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second here from Salisbury. Shorebirds with a 4-0 lead over the Nationals. Brian Hernandez leads it off for the Birds here in the bottom of the second. 9-1-2 due up against Rodney Theophile, who just seemingly could not find the final out in the first, ended up giving up 4 2-out runs. And the Birds will try to stick it to him again. Theophile from third base out of the rubber into his wind, his first pitch to Hernandez. Big swing and a miss for strike one. Theophile working from the third base side of the rubber against Hernandez, left-handed batter, the 0-1, bouncer down the first base line, just foul. Hernandez getting his first start here this week, his second start of the homestand. 7 for 54 in the season, 130 average, 367 OPS. Chops the 0-2 on the ground right to the second baseman, Pena, throws the first, retires Hernandez, and there's one away here in the second. So back to the top of the order, and the center fielder, Luis Valdez. Valdez grounded to second his first time up. And it's one of the strange things about Theophile so far tonight, as he has not been getting too many swings and misses. One strikeout through an inning and a third, and a lot of contact. First pitch to Valdez. Grounds it foul, third base side. Tried to slap it the other way for strike one. Luis doing just about everything you'd ask a leadoff man with his kind of speed to do. As far as his approach to the plate, there are still some slight issues with it, though. He's second in the league in ground ball rate, 66%, two-thirds of the time, as he lines this one out into left center. De La Rosa, a good read on it, though, gets over into the gap, and the center fielder puts it away for the second out of the inning. But Valdez, not too many line drives despite that one there, as he has the third highest infield fly ball percentage in the league at 47%, which is less than ideal as far as him using his speed. So two out, nobody on. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Theophile, the rock and the pitch. Breaking ball just a little low for ball one. 4-0 Shorebirds last the second. Delmarva trying to make it four wins in a row and three straight over the Frednats. 1-0. Curveball a little higher this time. Still misses the zone anyway. 2-0. 2-0 pitch home. Romero rips it foul down the third baseline. 2-1. If anything you could say about Theophile in that first inning, just came back to him falling behind a lot of hitters. Base hit that started the rally came on a 2-0 pitch. 2-1, Romero swings and drives it in the air to center. De La Rosa back a step or two, though, camps under it, and the center fielder puts it away for the final out of the inning. Nice bounce back frame from Rodney Theophile. Pitches a 1-2-3 second, and we're on to the third. 4-0 Shorebirds here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, Birds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jones on the call, both home and away, and 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the third, Shorebirds with a 4-0 lead over the Threadnacks. Shane Davis, one time through the order, has allowed just one hit, one walk, a couple of strikeouts. Top of the order due up for the Threadnacks here to kick off the third. Davis looking for a bit more of an economical inning. Here in the third after needing 40-plus pitches to get through the first two. Jacob Young leads it off. He rounded out sharply to second his first time up. Right on right matchup, Davis into his wind, his first pitch of the third. It's a slow breaking ball that drops in at the knees for strike one. Shane peeks in over his black glove, the 0-1. Curveball again. Davis has much more preferred pitching at, or on the road, I should say, as opposed to at home this season and in his career. 0-2, Young takes a high fastball, swats it into right, and it drops in front of Bologna. Right fielder plays it on a hop, and Jacob Young with a base hit the other way. Good two-strike hitting. And he's aboard at first to kick off the third for the Threadnacks. This season, Davis 0-2 with an 8.44 ERA at home, while on the road he is 0-1 with a 2-even ERA. Innings just about being equal as well. 10 2/3 coming into tonight at home, 9 innings on the road. Jeremy De La Rosa, the batter in the first pitch, he swings and misses. Faced a breaking ball low for strike one. De La Rosa legged down an infield single his first time up, stole second, but was stranded at third to end the first. He has Young at first, nobody out, top three. It's 4-0 Shorebirds, the pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. Young, very good wheels at first. Stolen 15 bags, been caught just twice. The 1-1. Backdoor breaking ball finds it unlocked. That's a good pitch from Davis. And the count's 1-2. One and two on De La Rosa. Shane a throw over to first, and Young back in with a dive. With De La Rosa's hot start to the season, he's kind of vaulted himself back up the Nationals' prospect lists, as last year he had a lot of hype. 1-2, swings and chops it on the ground to second. Romero can't pick it on the short hop, and it bounds into shallow center. De La Rosa around first, he's thinking too. The throw to second hits him in the back, but it's backed up by the second baseman Romero as De La Rosa into second on the error as Young takes third. Second error of the game for the Shorebirds, and this one is costly. So, men at second and third, nobody out, and a rough start to the inning here for Shane Davis. Two in scoring position now for Brady House. He grounded to second his first time up. Right-handed batter, infield plays back. First pitch. Breaking ball down and away for ball one. Davis has been cautious with House so far in the game. Trying to nibble around the corners. He's got Steven Williams on deck, who he struck out his first time up. 1-0. House swings and taps it foul off his foot in the box. 1-1. House second on the team for the Threadnacks. 26 RBIs. That's top five in the league as well. Young at third, De La Rosa at second, nobody out, third inning. 1-1. Slider misses high and away for ball two. Shorebird scored four in the first, and that was really the story of the first 2 weeks of the season for Delmarva, was they would score early, and the rest of the game the offense would peter out. 2-1. Fastball just off the outside corner. Davis can't get the call, and you need that kind of call against Brady House. 3-1. Shorebird's trying to not let that four-run first inning go to waste. 2-1, nobody out. The 3-1, and House swings and launches one high in the air to left field, chasing the left fielder back. Center fielder Valdez comes over, makes the catch. Tagging, coming home to score is Young, and the throw goes towards third. But De La Rosa in there standing as the throw gets cut off. So Brady House, sack fly, and RBI. He's driven in 27 on the season. And the Fred Nats on the board, it's a 4-1 game. House just missed unloading that one deep into the night. We'll have to settle for the sack fly. So De La Rosa at third, now one out infield. Steven Williams, change up just a little low for ball one. Williams has driven in six on the season, no homers, three doubles. 1-0. He swings and belts one high in the air to center, chasing Valdez a couple of steps back. Center fielder camps under it. De La Rosa tags from third. He'll score without a play. Back-to-back sacrifice flies for the Fred Nats. Cut their deficit in half. It's now a 4-2 game. So, not worst-case scenario there for Davis, as after the error, men at second and third, nobody out. Kind of expect to give up at least one, if not two, runs there. Leave it at that, so be it. First pitch, Leandro Emiliani, a weak tapper up the first baseline. Davis off the mound, gloves it, but in foul territory. Tried to get to it before it squirmed foul. But just not quick enough, that's strike one. So no balls and a strike on Emiliani, who reached on an error to begin the second. Emiliani, left-handed batter, bats from a very pronounced crouch, open stance. Davis the windup and the 0-1. Emiliani shoots it on the ground to short, backhand stop by Hernandez, drops it, picks it back up, throws to first. Cruz can't pick it, and Emiliani safe at first with two away. That'll be an E6. Nope, check that, it'll be a single. Tough play for Hernandez, a scorched ball to short. Stopped it with the backhand. Picked it up, tried to throw out Emiliani. Couldn't get it there in time. Cruz couldn't pick it anyways. So a man at first, two outs. Now the tying run at the plate. Alan Barrios the batter. Barrios misses up and away for ball one, and Shane now at 60 pitches through 2 2/3. Imagining tonight Davis will be trying to push across 90 for the first time. So he's got some length. 1-0. Barrios takes a fastball down the middle, 1-1. I'm sure Shane had been hoping to throw his 80th and 90th pitches towards the 6th or 7th, not in the 3rd or 4th. 1-1. Fastball is low, 2-1. Barrios walked his first time up, was stranded out at second, back in the second. Four, two, Shorebirds, top of the third. Fred Nats put two on to begin the inning, played them both. 2-1. Breaking ball down and away, Davis can't get him to chase, 3-1. So 3-1 on Barrios. Infield back, Cruz holds on the runner at first. 3-1. Fastball high for ball four. Davis walks his second of the game. And there's men at first and second now with two outs for T.J. White. And pitching coach Joe Hommacher makes his way out to the mound for the Shorebirds. Trying to get Davis back into working order here. Shane has had to grit and grind through the majority of this game. Stranded a man at third in the first, stranded two in scoring position in the second, and has finally conceded with two here in the third. Error earlier in the frame has kept this inning alive as well. No movement of anybody actually throwing out in the Birds' bullpen yet. So the chat on the mound over. Fred Knapsack, tying run at first, two outs here in the third. T.J. White, the batter, he struck out swinging his first time up, chased a fastball high. White, fifth rounder out of high school last year down in South Carolina. First pitch to him. It's down in the dirt for ball one. Davis from the belt. White wiggles his hands a bit. The pitch. He swings and laces it foul down the first base side right into the Fred Nats bullpen. 1-1. That ball was scorched. So a ball and a strike on White. Iliani at second, Barrios at first. Two outs in the third. The pitch. Spiked slider down and in. Hernandez tries to block it, gets away from him though. And both runners take 90 feet on the wild pitch. So now the tying run out at second in scoring position. And Fredericksburg with a chance to answer back with a four spot of their own in the third after the Birds played at four back in the first. It's 2-1 on White. On deck, Junior Martina, Davis would rather pitch to him. 2-1. White pulls a fastball foul out of play, first base side. And the count's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. White chokes up on the bat. Davis from the belt. Wheels and deals the pitch. And the breaking ball down and in. Can't get him to chase. Counts full. And despite the earlier visit to the mound in the inning, typically that precedes somebody getting loose out in the bullpen, there's nobody throwing for the Shorebirds right now. This is Shane Davis's jam to try to get out of. Count full on White, men at second and third, two outs in the third. The 3-2, and White lofts it in the air down the left field line towards the Shorebirds bullpen. Left fielder Higgins racing in, and he runs out of room as it lands on top of the Shorebirds bullpen dugout. And the count stays full. So still a full count. Davis now at 70 pitches through 2 2/3. Full count on White. Shortstop Hernandez shaded up the middle, shadows the runner. Two-run game in the third. 3-2 again. And White takes just inside. Wait, or he's calling that a strike? Well, the home plate umpire never made a signal. Nobody's calling that a strike. Third base coach and manager of the Fred Nats, Jake Lowry, is trying to say what's up. The Shorebirds will take it. That's the end of the inning as two are left in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the third. Shorebirds lead cut to two. It's a 4-2 game here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats at the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now betting for your Shorebirds, the shortstop number two, Darryl.
Bottom of the third. It's a two-run game now. Fred Natz with two in the top of the third inning, capitalizing on a Shorebirds error. As Darryl Hernandez leads it off in the bottom of the third and takes the first pitch from Ronnie Theophile, bounds into the ground to third. Junior Martina picks it up, throws to first, and retires. Hernandez on just one pitch to begin the third. Hernandez had singled, stolen base, and scored to kick off the rally for the Birds back in the first. It's a 4-2 game now. Both teams with three hits. The Shorebirds with some two-out magic in the first. Ryan Higgins and Josue Cruz driving in two apiece. First pitch to Isaac Bologna. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one as Theophile, after giving up the four in the first, has settled back in. He's now retired four in a row. 0-1 to Bologna. Breaking ball drops off the table, down and away for ball one. Bologna walked and scored his first time up. The 1-1. Just off the outside corner for ball two. He swings and misses. Fastball boring down and in. Can't connect, and the count's 2-2. Theophile likes to work pretty briskly out in the mound, something we saw a lot of in yesterday's game. 2-2. Bologna rolls over, a grounder to first, back of the bag. Emiliani first boots it, but keeps it in front, then picks it up, takes it to the bag, and retires Bologna for the second out of the inning. Good job by Emiliani to stick with it. Had it just glance off his glove, kept it in front, and is quickly two away. And Emiliani, despite that rough first inning, now that he's retired five in a row, actually six in a row going back to the end of the first, his pitch count is at 45, which is pretty manageable. First pitch to Isaac De Leon's on the outside corner for strike one. Now for the Fred Nats, that really doesn't matter all too much because their bullpen barely got touched yesterday. 0-1, De Leon pops it in the air to shallow right. Right fielder Williams in a couple of steps, camps under it and puts it away for the final out of the inning. Rodney Theophile with an easy breezy third inning, and we're on to the fourth. Shorebirds lead it 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
for dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
To adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, Shorebirds leading the Fredericksburg Nationals 4-2. Sam Jelinek here with you on Thursday night from the Eastern Shore. Beautiful night for baseball. Barely a cloud in the sky as the sun just starting to set. Mid-70s temperature will drop just a little bit lower. Davis threw three innings thus far, has given up two unearned runs. Three hits, 71 pitches. Thomas Girard already loosening out in the bullpen. Junior Martino leads it off here in the fourth. First pitch from Davis to him. It's a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Girard pitched back on Tuesday. Faced just one batter, got one out. 0-1, fastball again. Outside half, and it's 0-2. Martina flied out to right his first time up. Shorebird trying to make it three straight over the Fred Nats. 0-2. Curveball chopped on the ground to third. De Leon in line with the bag gloves. Third baseman throws across the diamond to retire Martina for the first out here in the fourth. For Davis, this has long been the story of his professional career, is trying to lengthen him out a little bit more and be stronger as the game comes to a close. So far this year, his worst innings have been the fifth and sixth, where despite that being the two frames where he's pitched the least, first pitch to Viandel Pena, breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one, that's where he's given up nearly his most runs, six combined. 0-1 to Pena. Swings and chops it off his foot as he's down, and a switch hitter batting from the left side just drilled his leg, as I think that might have even come off his back leg. And he is down on all fours. So yeah, it looks like it is that left leg, or his right leg, beg your pardon. He's holding his foot. And the trainer, Kirby Kraft, comes in to check on him, as well as the manager, Jake Lowry. Pena was off to such a good start this season. Next step will be to see if he can get up and put any weight on it, and thankfully he's back up to his feet. See whether or not he stays in the game. Gets a nice little applause here from the Shorebirds faithful. Pena, like we detailed during his first at-bat, struggled a good deal with the Fred Nats last year, but this year has been playing exceptionally good baseball. OPS near 900, hitting over 300 as well. And it looks like he'll stay in the game. Fred Nats have dealt with foot injuries already this week. Dustin Sines had to leave the game back on Tuesday, their starting pitcher, after injuring his ankle trying to cover home plate. He had it wrapped up today. 0-2. Pena takes down the dirt, counts 1-2. One out, top of the fourth. Shorebirds lead it 4-2. But back to Davis and him trying to work deeper into games. We saw it, his outing against Augusta when he tried to get into the sixth. Couldn't. Same thing against Salem, trying to go into the fifth. Plus 80 pitches. 1-2. Pena swings and misses. Davis still with a good amount left in the tank here. Throws 92 by Pena. And there's two away in the fourth. Fourth strike out of the game for Davis. Back to the top of the order, and Jacob Young, 1-for-2. He singled to kick off the third, started that rally, came around to score. Birds doubling up the Fred Nats, 4-2. Davis the windup and the pitch home. Young takes a breaking ball, a little low for ball one. 1-0 pitch. Fastball laced right back up the middle, but on the back end, the second baseman, Romero, fields, throws the first, and retires Young on an Adam ball. Romero able to pick it back behind the bag at second. fire a dart to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Shane Davis here in the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Birds on top 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds with a 4-2 lead over the Fred Nats. Ryan Higgins already behind the count 0-1 as he swung and missed through the first pitch from Ronnie Theophile. Theophile's 0-1, misses up high for ball one. First with a two-run single up the middle. Josue Cruz followed him up with a two-run double himself. 1-1. Higgins chases outside a tight slider. Turning away from him, it's 1-2. Right-on-right matchup as Theophile, since that four-run first inning, all he's done is retire seven in a row. 1-2. Higgins swings and fouls it back up into the sweet level. And the count's 1-2. One, two again. Higgins takes a breaking ball down the middle as that buckled him. And Theophile with his second strikeout of the night. One away here in the fourth. Brings up Josue Cruz, who still has the biggest smile in the ballpark on his face after his two-run double. Back in the first, it snapped a 0-for-21 skid. His ninth and tenth RBIs of the season as well. First pitch to him. Takes a curveball in the dirt for ball one. As Josue has just had a rough start to the season. A strikeout rate north of 50%. 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss out in front of the changeup, 1-1. But he's still been drawing walks at an okay rate. It's actually top 20 in the league. Walking about 15% of the time, 1-1. Rolls on the ground to first to his right. Emiliani gloves, flips underhand to Theophile covering the bag. And Cruz retired on the 3-1 putout, and Rodney Theophile is now retired 9 in a row. And like we talked about earlier in the game, the Shorebirds have done this a couple of times this season, where they get off to a great start in the first, post a very big inning, but after that go completely dormant. Can't afford to do that against this Fred Nats offense, which is so good. It's just a 4-2 game. Bottom four, two outs. Moises Ramirez, the batter, and the first pitch to him. It's a breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Ramirez playing for the first time since being activated off the IL. Swing and a miss. Down in the dirt. It's 0-2. Struck out his first time up in his debut off the IL. Was just 10-for-66 before going on the injured list. Right-handed batter, the 0-2. Broken back, grounder to short. Waiting back on it, House. He gloves, fires across, and retires Ramirez for another 1-2-3 inning for Rodney Theophile. He's set down 10 in a row, and we're through four complete. We're on to the fifth. Shorebirds lead it 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jacks Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jacks Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flower shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Shorebirds with a 4-2 lead over the Dreadnoughts. And we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen to tell you about. Thomas Girard replaces Shane Davis here to begin the fifth. Shane goes four innings, allows two unearned runs on three hits, two walks and four strikeouts, but he had to work really hard to get through the four innings today. Needed 80 pitches even. It's about 20 per frame. Hands the ball to Girard for the fifth, and Thomas gets 2, 3, and 4 in the Dreadnoughts order. Girard from the stretch with nobody on, and his first pitch breaking ball misses inside for ball one. Jeremy De La Rosa, 1-for-2, reached on an error and scored in the third, has singled and stolen a base as well. Left-handed batter. Girard ready on the mound, set at the belt, the 1-0. Swing and a miss, out in front of the changeup, and the count's 1-1. Thomas, no record, a 2.45 ERA this season. 14 and two-thirds innings, has allowed 12 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned. The pitch, changeup roped into right field towards the line. It'll drop in for a base hit. Bologna over to cut it off and hold De La Rosa to just a single. He's aboard at first now with a multi-hit game. 2-for-3. And the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Brady House. House 0-for-1 with a sac fly and RBI in the third. Girard set. Here's the pitch. Slider hit on the ground to third. Could be two. De Leon snags it. Throws to second. One relay to first in time. Around the horn for the twin killing. 5-4-3. And Thomas Girard rolls it. Two outs here in the fifth. Just got House a little bit out on his front foot. One hopper to De Leon. Perfect feed to Romero for one, and Romero the quick turn for two. First pitch, Steven Williams, swing and a miss for strike one. Girard pitched back on Tuesday, faced just one batter. Got the out as he was the bridge between Ryan Long and Dan Hammer. Girard's 0-1. Changeup again, misses outside, 1-1. Girard hasn't had a lengthy outing since back on the 13th against Salem when he went two innings. Three tonight. Williams 0-for-1 with the sac fly. The pitch, breaking ball, misses up and away for ball two. Shorebirds with a 4-2 lead. Double play ball, wiping out the leadoff single for Jeremy De La Rosa. Thomas 5-11, 195 is 2-1. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string and a changeup. 2-2, and Girard has talked about at length how effective that changeup has been against the lefties this season. Whole lot of arm side run to it. Good change of pace. 2-2 pitch. Went back to it. The changeup misses low and the count's full. Girard more often than not has come in jams. So it's nice for him to get a clean inning here tonight. 3-2. Changeup misses low. Ball four. He walks Williams. And with two away, that allows Leandro Emiliani to hit. Emiliani one for two. He is singled and reached on an error. Fred Nats with four hits in the game. Shorebird with just three. Emiliani open stance. Bats with a good amount of bend in his knees. The first pitch. Gerard's changeup is low for ball one. Williams at first, the pitch. Fastball just a little bit low. Gerard can't get the call. A big eye roll from Gerard out in the mounds. Trying to figure out where that pitch missed. It's 2-0. Delivery. And Emiliani fouls it back and out of play, 2-1. On deck, Alan Barrios, he's walked twice. Infield plays Emiliani to pull. Williams a short lead at first. Throughout the set, here it comes. And Emiliani tries to check his swing, but ball zone. And the count's even at two. Gerard to the back of the mound, finds the rosin bag. Now clambers back up top, leans in for his sign, sees something he likes, and comes set. 2-2 delivery. But first, a balk had been called. Evidently, Gerard never came to a complete stop. It didn't look like he flinched before coming home. He doesn't really seem to be arguing it either. The count stays at 2-2. Williams gets second on the balk. Second straight game that the Shorebirds have balked. Now a man in scoring position for Emiliani. And now Gerard steps off. And was an automatic ball called or not? Seems to be a little bit of miscommunication here. Whether or not time had been granted for Gerard. Clock was winding down. Gerard stepped off. Was time granted or not? And we haven't. And time was called. Okay, there's her answer. Still 2-2. Man at second, two outs. Gerard from the belt. Kicks and throws. And misses down and in. Nice block by Hernandez. Keeps the runner out at second. But for the second straight batter, the count's full. So Barrios on deck, and Emiliani the tying run at the plate. Two outs in the fifth, the pitch. And Emiliani a soft liner towards short. Hernandez dives and makes the catch. Hernandez was shaded up in the middle, had to range far to his right, lays out, and picks the liner off the dirt to retire the side here in the fifth, saving a run. We're halfway home. Shorebirds on top 4-2 here in the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for.
Little League team wants to take the field from the Delmar to Shorebirds. It's a available game. The team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field of the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field of the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
And enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Halfway home, we go to the bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds with a 4-2 lead over the Fredericksburg Nationals. 9-1-2, due on for the Birds, Gendrani Theofil, who is in a groove. After allowing four runs in the first, he has now retired 10 in a row. Brian Hernandez rounded out to second his first time up. Shorebirds catcher. His playing time has been few and far between since Creed Willems joined the roster. Hernandez has been getting just about start per week. First pitch to him, Hernandez swings and golfs one in the air to deep center. De La Rosa racing back, still going back. He looks up, it's off the top of the wall. Hernandez around first, he'll rumble into second with a stand-up double to begin the fifth. It's one way to break a streak of 10 in a row retired by playing wall ball all the way out 400 feet away. Hernandez every now and again, when he collides with the baseball, I wager he can hit the ball harder than just about anybody on the Shorebirds roster. His third double of the season. As the only start that he got when we were on the road at Columbia, he had two doubles that night as well. It's now top of the order. Luis Valdez the batter. Switch hitter bats left. Hernandez at second. Nobody out in the fifth. Theofil from the stretch. The pitch. Breaking ball drops in at the knees. Heart of the plate. Strike one. Like we were saying, his last at-bat, Valdez, the kind of metrics that you like from a speedy leadoff hitter, but he still pops up in the infield a little bit. Valdez swings and chops it hard on the ground to second. Pena charges in, fields and throws to first to retire Valdez as Hernandez goes to third with one out in the inning. Slightly productive out there for Valdez. As now Hernandez at third with one out. Here in the bottom of the fifth. Infield comes in for the Fred Nats. Noelbert Romero 0-2 tonight. Grounded to short and fly to center. Hernandez, catcher, not great speed at third. Will need a deep fly ball to score on the pitch. Romero swings and misses. Breaking ball off the plate and down. Strike one. Shorebirds doubling up the Fred Nats 4-2. Last of the fifth. Birds haven't scored since a four-run first. 0-1. Romero lays off. This breaking ball has the outside corner, though. It's 0-2. Noelbert with seven runs driven in on the season. Have to battle here with two strikes. Crowds the plate. The 0-2. Tries to check his swing, but he went around on a breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Barrios. He tags him out. And that's the second out of the inning. Third strike out of the game for Theofil, a timely one. As now with two away, that brings up Daryl Hernandez. Hernandez singled, stole second, and scored to kick off the rally in the first. Bats here, man at third, two outs. 4-2 Shorebirds, the first pitch. Hernandez swings and skies it on the infield. Right next to the second base bag, shortstop House under it, and he puts it away for the final out of the inning. Shorebirds waste the leadoff double from Brian Hernandez. Strand him at third, and we're on to the sixth. Still 4-2 Shorebirds on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the sixth, Shorebirds doubling up the Fred Nats 4-2. Sam Jelinek with you here on a gorgeous Thursday night from Purdue Stadium. Alan Barrios leads it off for the Fred Nats, 6-7-8 due up against Thomas Girard, who fired a scoreless fifth, stranding a man out at second. Girard out for his second inning from the bullpen. We'll try to go two or three here tonight. They hand it off to probably Carson Carter, I would guess, to try to get the final six outs. First pitch to Barrios, breaking ball down and away for ball one. Barrios, no official at bat tonight. He's walked twice. One-oh pitch. Barrios chops it foul over top the Shorebirds dugout third base side. The count's 1-1. Getting a Birdland update for the first time here today. Norfolk on the road at Charlotte. Trails at 7-2. Denji Reyes getting hit around a little bit by the Knights. First, or the 1-0, 1-1 pitch to Barrios. Breaking ball up and in, 2-1. The good news is Greg Cullen. That's former Shorebird Greg Cullen. Homered in the second inning, his first AAA home run. The sixth. Girard's 2-1. Slider a little bit high, and the count's 3-1. Bowie has just tied Hartford at four, right now in the top of the eighth. That's from Prince George's Stadium. And Aberdeen and Rome tied at one, going to the bottom of the sixth. 3-1. Barrios swings and launches one way out of play down the left field side, and the count's full. The big league boys, they played a 12:30 first pitch today against the Yankees and came back to win it. Walk-off three-run homer for Anthony Santander in the bottom of the ninth, as the O's avoided being swept by the Yankees and gave New York their 10th loss of the season. 3-2. Barrios swings and misses, can't connect on the fastball down low, and Girard with his first strikeout out of the pen. One away in the sixth. And naturally, Santander's walk-off homer went right over the wall and left. The same wall that the Yankees had been complaining about all week long as a create your ballpark type of wall, didn't belong in baseball, made Camden Yards not a beautiful ballpark anymore. Well, the Orioles, they say, doesn't matter to us. First pitch, TJ White is down for ball one. Santander clears it. Walk-off three-run homer. The first walk-off homer for the Orioles since 2019 when Rio Ruiz hit a baseball into the flag court for a walk-off homer. 1-0 to White. Bounced change up for ball two. White 0-2. He struck out twice, both times against Shane Davis. Davis won't be a factor in the decision tonight, despite not allowing an earned run. Right now it's Girard, whose name would probably be attached to the win. White tries to check his swing, but he went around on a changeup a little down and out of the zone. 2-1. Like we said, Girard has favored that changeup in his most recent bullpen session. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Back to the changeup. White unleashed the hack there. Came up empty 2-2. Girard's most recent bullpen side session was focusing on his slider. Pitch that got him through college. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Third straight changeup. White can't connect. And Girard with back-to-back K's here to begin the sixth. Girard just was throwing slider after slider down the bullpen, trying to get the right tilt on the pitch. The problem he was having, or has been having more in game, is that his slider and curveball are starting to bleed together a little bit too much. You want them to be two distinct pitches. First pitch to Junior Martina. Breaking ball down and away for ball one. Because otherwise, if they're not different enough, well, what's the point of throwing two different breaking balls? He wants his slider to get a little bit more horizontal sweep as opposed to vertical drop, while the curveball will be a bit more vertical. 1-0. Fastball yanked down and away for ball two. It's 4-2 Shorebirds, top of the sixth. Junior Martino, the batter, is 0-2. So Gerard trying down the bullpen to get that right axis, to get it to sweep. 2-0. There's a good one. Slider right off the outside edge. Martinez swings through it, 2-1. And the way Gerard was kind of explaining it to himself is basically how he has to wrap around the baseball. 2-1. Breaking ball down and away. Martinez checks his swing, appeal to first, and no swing, says the first base umpire, Charlie Welling. The 3-1. Breaking ball popped up right on top of second base. The second baseman Romero calls for it, and behind the bag he puts it away to retire the side here in the sixth. Thomas Gerard with a 1-2-3 sixth inning. And we go to the bottom of the frame. Shorebirds on top, 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real?
All right. OC Gallery Walker,
the Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds with a 4-2 lead over the Breadnecks, and a tech net called the bullpen to begin the sixth as Pedro Gonzalez replaces Rodney Theophile on the bump. Theophile right now on the hook for the loss. Gives up 4 runs on 4 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts over 5. Pedro Gonzalez to work in his first pitch fastball that swung on and missed by Isaac Baloney to open the frame. He posted 4 straight scoreless frames, including retiring 10 in a row. 0-1 here on the inside corner, and it's quickly 0-2 on Baloney. Isaac switch hitter batting left. 0-1, walked and scored in the first. Gonzalez full wind, works from the first base side of the rubber, kicks and deals. And Baloney takes a breaking ball outside, 1-2. Gonzalez making his 8th appearance of the season, no record, an 11.45 ERA. 11 innings, has struck out 8, walked 7. 1-2. Baloney tags it on the ground down the first base side, foul. Stay at 1-2. Gonzalez has given up 18 hits, 17 runs, 14 earned. Opponents hitting .353 against him. Gonzalez actually from the same part of Panama as the former Shorebird, Hector Lopez Chitre. 1-2. Baloney, a high chopper to second on the third. Hop Pena fields it, backing up into right field, and then fires to first to retire Baloney for the first out here in the sixth. So hasn't come back to bite the Shorebirds yet. But we mentioned a couple of times early, Delmarva has had a couple of games this season where they have scored in the first inning and then not after it. And with the Fred Nats offense, you're just begging for trouble with that. Isaac De Leon now the batter. Gonzalez the windup. Here's the pitch. And De Leon a line drive into left center field, a base hit. De La Rosa, the center fielder, over to pick it up, fires it back in. And De Leon aboard at first on a first pitch single here with one away in the sixth. He is now one for two. Brings up Ryan Higgins. Ryan with a two-run single back in the first. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Preston Price now throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Gerard might be done after two. Right on right matchup. Here's the pitch. And Higgins swings and drives one in the air to deep right center field. Williams, the right fielder on the run, reaches out and reels it in. De Leon retreats back to first as Williams throws it back into the center of the diamond, taking extra bases away from Higgins. Couldn't drive it by him, and there's two away here in the sixth. Frees up Josue Cruz. Two-run double back in the first, grounded out to first in the fourth. Has man at first, 2 outs, bottom of the sixth. It's a 4-2 game. Gonzalez from the set, throws to first, and Bologna back in, or rather De Leon back in with the dive. Josue getting that two-run double. Everybody's so excited for him in the first, because one of the things you learn very quickly about the Shorebirds team is they all support each other. And even a guy like Josue, who has struggled as much as he has, both in the field and at the plate. First pitch, Cruz slices it out of play, third base side for strike one. Josue has probably one of the best attitudes I've ever seen about him. Just keeping his head down, working hard day after day, realizing, yeah, he is struggling, but working to get out of it. And finally reaps some of that benefit. The 0-1. And Cruz, a topper right to the second baseman, Pena, vacuums it up, tosses to first, and retires Cruz for the final out here in the sixth. Shorebirds get a one-out single, strand De Leon at first, and we're on to the seventh. Preston Price looks like he's coming on. Shorebirds lead it 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gallagher on the call, both home and away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a bit of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Adventure Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activity plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the seventh, Shorebirds still leading the Fred Nats 4-2 as we've been stuck at that score since the third inning here tonight. Preston Price now on the mound, replacing Thomas Girard on this tech net call of the bullpen. Girard goes two scoreless innings, allows a hit, a walk, and strikes out two. And he's in line for the win out of the bullpen. Preston Price will try to hold serve the rest of the way, maybe get a three-inning save here tonight. He has 9-1-2 due up for the Fred Nats. Beyond Del Pena leads it off, switch hitter bats left. Price the righty, works in the stretch with nobody on, and his first pitch fastball is tomahawked out to deep right center field. Bologna on the run, right fielder in the gap, reaches out, can't get there, and it one hops over the wall, and that saves the Birds a base and a half. Pena would have had three bases easily, but he'll have to go back to second as the ball skipped over the fence for a ground rule double. Pena took a pitch just above his shoulders there, and walloped it out to deep right center. Bologna and Valdez got there both at the same time, and I'm not sure how much of an effect that had on one of them reeling it in. But it falls in. And now the top of the order, Jacob Young hits with a man at second and nobody. Young 1-for-3, singled and scored in the third. Right on right matchup, the pitch. Young shows bunt, takes it back, pitches a called strike? Or is that on the bunt? And Young can't believe it was a called strike. Young audibly saying to the home plate umpire, what? So it's 0-1. Price crossfire set, looks to second. One more look. Here's the pitch. Slider sliced out of play, right field side, it's 0-2. Preston making his ninth appearance of the season, no record. 2-1-3 ERA for the 24-year-old. 12 2/3 innings, he struck out 11, walked 8. 9 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. Last time he pitched, the 14th against Salem, threw 3 scoreless innings, walking 1 and striking out 2. That was that first 11-inning game last Saturday. 0-2 to Young. Slider down and away, nice backhand pick by Hernandez, keeps Pena out at second. 1-2. Price just a fastball slider mix. 2 pitches on the mound. 1-2, runner goes, fastball misses outside, the throw to third is sent straight into left, and Pena will get up off the deck and come home to score. As what is the home plate umpire going to talk to the third base coach and manager Jake Lowry about here? What is going on? Did the umpire interfere with the catcher Hernandez? Oh boy. What is the ruling here? And Lowry throws his hands up. What is going on? Pena is being sent back to third. Because I think the call ended up being umpire's interference. I believe the ruling here is umpire's interference, because if it's batter's interference, Pena would be out. Only option, it has to be umpire's interference. Although I thought if it was umpire's interference, the runner's given back to his original base. So it's still a 2-2 count on Young. Man at third, nobody out. 4-2 game in the seventh. The pitch. Backup slider on the inside corner for a called strike 3. Young down looking. And that's the first out here in the seventh. So a man at third, one out for Jeremy De La Rosa. He's 2-for-3. Right on left matchup, the first pitch swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Brian Hernandez for strike one. Oh, 1. De La Rosa, another foul tip, chased the fastball up, and it's 0-2. So 0-2 on De La Rosa, man at third, one out. It's a 4-2 game, top of the seventh. 0-2. De La Rosa takes, slider down and away. 1-2. One-two pitch. De La Rosa takes high with the heater, 2-2. And I'm just doing my own research here on plate umpire interference, and it seems to confirm what I had actually originally thought, which is should the runner steal the base, they are given back to their original base where they originated from. So I'm not sure why Pena was given third. 2-2. Slider misses off the outside corner, and the count's now full. De- 4-2 ball game, top of the seventh. Umpire interference erasing a run off the board for the Fred Nats here. Pena still at third, one out. 3-2 on De La Rosa, their best hitter this season. He chokes up on the bat. Open stance from the left side. The 3-2, he takes high for ball four. And now the tying run on base. The go-ahead run comes to the plate in the form of Brady House. So men at the corners, one out. Brady House, the batter, is 0-2 with a sack fly tonight. The pitch tried to check his swing, but he went around. Slider down and away for strike one. And now reading the actual baseball rule book, it stipulates if the plate umpire interferes with the catcher's throw attempting to prevent a stolen base or retire a runner on a pickoff play, the runners may not advance. 0-1. Slider poked in the air to shallow right. Right fielder Bologna comes on, makes the catch. Pena tagging from third. Here's the throw to the plate. It's up the line, and Pena scores standing. Second sack fly of the game for Brady House. Shorebirds throw back to third on the appeal, and they stay safe on the appeal. So De La Rosa stays put at first. House drives in his second of the game with a sack fly. Third sack fly of the game for the Fred Nats. Pena finally scores. And there's two away. One run game. Shorebirds lead it 4-3. Steven Williams now in the batter. He's 0-1 with a sack fly himself. Walked his last time up. Price fires home. De La Rosa runs. Pitch misses down and away. The throw to second, not in time. As De La Rosa with a great jump, able to. He's now in scoring position representing the tying run. De La Rosa now with 12 stolen bases on the season. Counts 1-0. Here's the pitch. Williams swings and misses way late on the fastball, 1-1. So given my interpretation of umpire's interference with a catcher trying to throw out a runner, I'm not sure how Pena was given third, which means that it probably wasn't umpire's interference, but then I'm not sure what it would be. 1-1. Williams rolls it on the ground, down the first baseline. Cruz dives, grabs the ball, goes to the bag, and retires Williams and keeps the Birds in front. What a sensational play by Josue Cruz, laying out on the backhand behind the first base bag. Retires Williams, and we go to the bottom of the seventh with the Birds still up 4-3. Time to stretch here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say, heart and brain, who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm. Bottom of the seventh, hope you had a good stretch. Shorebirds staying in front thanks to the phenomenal defensive wizardry of Josue Cruz at first base, robbing Steven Williams of an extra base hit. Moises Ramirez leads it off in the bottom of the seventh for the Birds as Pedro Gonzalez's pitch is in there for a called strike. A wacky top of the seventh sees the Birds give up a run, but they stay in front 4-3. 8-9-1 due up against Gonzalez. The 0-1, Ramirez a soft tapper out over the mound. Gonzalez nearly overran it, jumps high into the air, comes down with it and throws to first to retire Ramirez for the first out here in the seventh. An eventful tapper back to the mound. Gonzalez nearly missed playing it, and Ramirez 0-3 on the night. And after consultation with the rest of the press box, all we can come to terms with as far as why Pena was put back at third and what happened on that play, first pitch to Brian Hernandez, misses outside for ball one, was a misinterpretation of the umpire interference rule. It's the only thing we can come to. 1-0. Hernandez rips it foul down the first base side. 1-1. And Pena should have been put back on second. 1-1. Hernandez swings and misses, tied up down and in. And the count's 1-2. Hernandez 1-for-2 on the night. He doubled to lead off the fifth. Facing Gonzalez here for the first time. The righty into his wind. Here's the pitch. And Hernandez down and in. 2-2. Because I can't think of any other rule that pops into my head at the moment that would force Pena back to third after scoring on the errant throw into left. 2-2. Hernandez slaps it out of play. Third base side. And the count stays even at two. The only thing I could possibly think of is maybe the umpires came to the conclusion that Pena, having stolen the base by the time Hernandez threw the baseball, he was already at third. 2-2. Just off the inside corner and the count's full. But that seems a bit of a stretch. Just as far as Pena, Hernandez didn't get a whole lot on the throw. But as far as my memory tells me, Pena wasn't at the bag yet. 3-2. Hernandez a high drive, deep right center field, De La Rosa going back, he'll have room. Center fielder just onto the warning track, tracks it down, and there's two away here in the seventh. Lineup flips to the top, and the leadoff man Luis Valdez now, 4-3 ball game, Shorebirds with a one-run lead. Birds have been playing a ton of close games here of late. Because I was under the impression with the umpire's interference rule that it's just where the runner originated on the play, just like a ground rule double. First pitch to Luis Valdez is low for ball one. One out. Valdez swings and misses, and the count's 1-1. The second half of the rule does stipulate while the ball is dead, no player may be put out, no bases may be run, as Valdez rolls it on the ground to first, and the whole Emiliani gloves flips to the pitcher covering first, and he beats Valdez to the bag. Even so, we'll put to bed the rule. I think that was probably what they were thinking. We're on to the eighth. Shorebirds with a one-run lead it 4-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the eighth, it's a one-run game. Shorebirds on top of the Fred Nats, 4-3. Delmarva trying to make it four straight wins, three in a row over Fredericksburg. Preston Freiss, after giving up a run in the seventh, comes back out for the eighth. He's got 5, 6, and 7 due up. Leandro Emiliani leads it off. Emiliani 1-for-3. Singled in the third, is also lined out and reached on an error. Left-handed bat, first pitch from Price. Slider fouled off third base side for strike one. Emiliani opting for a different bat this time up after shattering his earlier in the game. He's got a cherry barrel and natural grain handle. 0-1 from Price. Slider down and in, 1-1. Emiliani's lineout to short was a phenomenal play by Daryl Hernandez at short. Range to his right, laid out, dove and made the grab. That line drive would have fallen in, 1-1. Fastball down the middle, 1-2. That would have tied the game back in the fifth. But instead, Shorebirds kept the lead. And then Josue Cruz, with some defensive heroics of his own in the top of the seventh, kept the Birds in front. The pitch, Emiliani, a big swing and a miss. Can't connect in the slider. And Preston Price with his second strikeout out of the pen. One away here in the eighth. Brings up Alan Berrios. Catcher for the Fred Nats is 0-for-1. He struck out swinging back in the sixth. Right-on-right matchup. Price just above the belt. Leg kick, here it comes. Slider down and away for ball one. Get you a Carolina League scoreboard update while we have a moment here. Fayetteville and Kannapolis, barn burner right now. It's 4-3, Woodpeckers bottom seven, but Kannapolis threatening with the bases loaded in 2 outs. Down east, trailing Carolina 6-2. That's in the last of the eighth. 1-0. Rolled foul to the backstop by Berrios, 1-1. Bottom of the eighth from Charleston. River Dogs a 5-2 lead over Augusta. Green Jackets currently playing third fiddle down in the Southern Division behind Charleston and Myrtle Beach. Salem and Lynchburg currently in a delay. Bottom of the sixth from Salem. 1-1. Backup breaking ball misses down and in for ball two. They're tied at 4 at the moment. See whether or not they get. And Myrtle Beach looking to win for the third time this week, leading Columbia 6-1. Pelicans 24-11 so far in the season. 2-1. Fastball up and away for ball three. And the Shorebirds, their upcoming road trip will really test their mettle, whether or not this current win streak and newly found form is sustainable. Charleston and Myrtle Beach for 12 games, the two top teams in the league by a mile. 3-1. Berrios rolls it on the ground towards the hole left side. Hernandez on the backhand picks it, throws to first high, but Cruz keeps a foot on the bag, barely a toe on the base, and retires Berrios for the second out here in the eighth. Nice play by Hernandez getting it on the back end. He's been practicing that. It was actually practicing that today with manager Felipe Rojas Jr. and second baseman Noelbert Romero working around the baseball. First pitch, T.J. White coming. And it's a slider down the middle for ball one. Looked like it had plenty of plate. White switch hitter, bats left. He's 0-for-3, three strikeouts. 1-0 pitch. Fastball inside corner, 1-1. Two outs, top of the eighth. Shorebirds leading it 4-3. Looks like they might be facing a new arm once we go to the bottom of the eighth. Fred Nats have their bullpen hot. Kick in the 1-1. White taps it foul towards the Fred Nats dugout, and the count's 1-2. Jack Sinclair warming up out in the Fred Nats bullpen. White chokes up on the bat. Price looking for a 1-2-3 eighth. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball called. Strike three. Outside corner. Price on the side in order here in the eighth. Preston Price, two strikeouts in the frame. And we go to the last of the eighth. Shorebirds lead it 4-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Last of the eighth, Shorebirds nursing a 4-3 lead here over the Fred Nats. Sam Jelinek with you. Last chance the Shorebirds had any insurance before we go to the ninth. Noel Burt Romero leads it off against Jack Sinclair, now on the mound for the Fred Nats. TechNet called the bullpen. He replaces Pedro Gonzalez, who throws two scoreless innings. Allows just one hit, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts for him. Sinclair takes over, making his 10th appearance of the season. He's 2-1 with a 2.38 ERA. 11 in the third innings, has struck out 16, walked just 3. Works in the stretch with nobody on in his first pitch fastball, 2-1. Romero 0-3 on the night. Against Sinclair, 6'4", 170-pound righty. 16th rounder out of UCF last season. Romero swings at the 1-0 and pops it up right to the second baseman, Pena, who freezes under it and puts it away with ease. Retire Romero, who falls to 0-4. Shorebirds just have two hits outside of that four-run first inning. And that's it. Those are their only base runners since. No walks. Theophile's only two walks in the game came in the first. Darryl Hernandez, the batter, is 1-3. And the first pitch breaking ball misses the inside edge for ball one. Sinclair was actually a starter with UCF last season, 17 games, 13 starts. The 1-0, Hernandez laces one out into right field towards the gap, but the right fielder Williams on it gets underneath of it and makes the play for the second out quickly here in the eighth. Four pitches and two outs for Jack Sinclair. Brings up Isaac Baloney, 0-2. Nobody up out in the Birds' bullpen, so that means Preston Price will have the ninth to himself to try to get the nine-out save. Maloney switch hitter, bats left, Sinclair's pitch. Fastball just off the outside corner for ball one. Maloney walked and scored in the first, grounded out to first in the third, and grounded out to second in the sixth. The 1-0. Maloney way out in front of the breaking ball, and the count's 1-1. When we go to the ninth, Fredericksburg with 8-9-1 due up. It will be imperative on Price. Keep runners off base, avoid facing the middle of the order. 1-1. just off the inside edge. Looked like another off-speed pitch. 2-1. Infield plays Bologna to pull. Third baseman Martina basically out at short. The pitch. Fastball down for ball pitches to retire two batters. Sinclair, 3-1 count now on Bologna. Two outs, bottom eight. It's 4-3 Delmarva. Here's the pitch. And Bologna tries to check his swing, but he went around. Fastball up and out of the zone. Would have been ball four. So the count full, two outs, nobody on. Sinclair looking for a 1-2-3 frame. Works on the first base side of the rubber. Comes set above the belt. Leg kick, here it comes. And Bologna fouls it back and out of play. Stays alive. Three, two again. Bologna swings and misses, and Jack Sinclair with a 1-2-3 eighth retires the side in order and caps it off with a K. We go to the ninth. Shorebirds with a one-run lead. Preston Price will go for the nine-out save. Shorebirds leading the Fred Nats 4-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22-game mini-plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth, Shorebirds holding on to a one-run lead. They are on top of the Fred Nats 4-3. 8-9-1 due up for Fredericksburg against Preston Price, trying for the nine-out save. Junior Martino leads it off. Right-on-right matchup to begin the frame. One-run game. Here's the pitch. And the breaking ball is just a little inside for ball one. Price can't get the call. Martina 0-for-3, flied out to right, grounded to third, and popped out to second. First time facing Price tonight, the 1-0. Martina swings and skies one down the first baseline. First baseman Cruz under it, foul territory, right inside the coach's box, puts it away for the first out here in the ninth. Always a good start in a one-run game in the ninth. Get the leadoff man. And now Viandel Pena, who sees Price for the second time tonight. Price was greeted by Pena in the seventh. First pitch he threw. Pena blasted it out into right for a ground rule double. Would later come around to score. Pena switch hitter, bats left. 4-3 Birds, top nine. Here's the pitch. Slider just off the inside corner for ball one. Shorebirds trying to notch their fourth win in a row. Secure at least a series split. Here with Fredericksburg, 1-0. Pena swings and misses, same pitch this time, he couldn't lay off, 1-1. Pena with good pop, he's homered three times this season, 1-1. Breaking ball just a little bit low, can't get the call, and the count's 2-1. kick and 2-1. Pena swings and misses. Can't connect on the high fastball. And the count's 2-2. 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for the Fred Nats. 4 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors for the Birds. 1 out, nobody on in the 9. Price to the ready. The righty kicks and throws. And Pena tops it foul off the Fred Nats dugout first base side. Count remains 2-2. Price on top of the hill holds his black glove against his chest. Now brings it to his belt, comes set. 2-2 on Pena. Down the hill, here it comes. And Pena swings and misses. Price puts him away with a high fastball. And there's 2 away here in the 9. 4 strikeouts out of the pen for Preston Price. It's now a season high for him in a single outing. And he needs 1 more out tonight. Top of the order, Jacob Young, the batter. He's 1-for-4. And if Young gets on, you know he'll be trying to run. 4-3 game in the 9th. 2 out, nobody on. The first pitch. Slider misses outside for ball 1. One and oh on Jacob Young. A little fidgety from the right side. Here's the pitch. Good slider from Price. Able to find the outside corner. 1-1. One offering. Slider backs up and misses off the inside corner. 2-1. Fred Nats got one back in the 7th. That wonky umpire interference call nearly derailing the inning for them. They haven't had a runner on base since. 2 outs in the 9th, 1-run game, the 2-1. And Young, a grounder right at the second baseman Romero. To his left, he grabs it, throws to first in time. Preston Price with a 1-2-3 9th. He ends up retiring the final 8 that he sees here over the final 3 frames as the Shorebirds come away with a 4-3 win, winning their 4th game in a row. Your final here tonight, it's Delmarva 4 and Fredericksburg 3. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, hit you with the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score tonight, it's the Shorebirds 4 and the Fredericksburg Nationals 3. Postgame show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Shorebirds with their fourth straight win over the Fredericksburg Nationals. 4-3 winner. Sam Jelinek here with you to recap it. Should be more specific. Third straight win over the Frednats. Fourth win in a row overall for Delmarva as they are playing their best baseball of the season to date. Let's dive right into it. How this one played out. Well, for the Shorebirds, it was early and often and then never again. A four-run first inning. Every run coming with two outs. Started with a Darryl Hernández single. He stole second. Isaac Bologna then walked. Isaac De Leon then walked. Ryan Higgins with a two-run single, followed by Josue Cruz, who drove in two with a double. Like I said, Shorebirds offense after that had just two base runners. They went completely silent the rest of the night as they put the full weight of the game on their pitching staff, and the staff responded. They got tagged for two runs in the third, but they both ended up being unearned as Shane Davis ran into some trouble, put the first two on. Back-to-back sack flies brought them in. And after that, Shane with a 1-2-3-4 handed the baton off to the bullpen. Thomas Girard with two scoreless frames. And then Preston Price ran into some trouble his first inning out of the pen, as in the seventh, Leandel Pena doubled and then stole third, and that's when the wackiness began. Pena originally came in to score as the throw was bounced into left field, but he was then put back on third on what we can only assume was umpire's interference. Interference states the runner is placed back at their original base. So either it was an umpire's interference or the rule was applied incorrectly. The only compromise we could find was maybe the umpires determined that Pena had already stolen third and was at third base by the time Hernandez threw the ball, which is relatively unlikely. But you can go back and look at the video and we can check, because otherwise the ball becomes dead immediately once Hernandez makes contact with the umpire. So who knows? But that's where the way the rule was interpreted. It really set back the Frednats, though, as after a walk to Jeremy De La Rosa and a strikeout prior, Brady House provided a sack fly to make it a one-run game. But Stephen Williams then grounded out. Josue Cruz with a phenomenal diving stop down the line to keep it just a one-run game. And then after that, Preston Price put his foot on the gas and retired the final six that he faced in the contest, ultimately retiring the final eight that he saw in the ball game to earn the save. So your final line score here tonight for Fredericksburg, it's 3 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. They leave 7. Delmarva, 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They strand just 3. Thomas Girard gets his first win of the season. He improves to 1-0. Rodney Theophile hung with his first loss of the campaign. He's 3-1. And Preston Price, now 3-for-3 in saves, leads the Shorebirds with that total. We started at 7:08. We finished at 9:24. Time of game, 2 hours and 16 minutes. Still waiting on the official attendance number here tonight. But once we get that, I assure you, we will make sure that you are the first to know. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scores and places that you care about here tonight as everybody is starting to become final here on the evening. Bowie loses their 7th in a row. They are on some kind of streak right now. They just can't get off the schneid. They lose 5-4 to the Hartford Yard Goats. Noah DeNoyer takes the loss as he's still pitching well, giving just one run over 4 innings. But that one run in the 9th gives the Yard Goats the win. Norfolk trailing Charlotte 9-6. Zach Muckenhern, that's former Shorebird. Zach Muckenhern trying to close it out for the Knights. And Aberdeen, they've gone final against Rome. They win it 5-1. Peter Van Loon, his 4th win of the season. Kobe Mayo homers twice. He's got 9 long balls on the season. Take a tour around the Carolina League now. They're still delayed from Salem, tied at 4. That's in the bottom of the 6th. I'm starting to get the feeling that they won't be resuming that game here tonight. Myrtle Beach suddenly in some hot water against Columbia. Their lead is down to 1. It's a 6-5 game at the top of the 9th. Pelicans trying to hold on to get win number 25 on the season. Kannapolis and Fayetteville, they're tied at 4, currently in the top of the 9th, so they might be looking at extras there. Carolina, 9-2 win over Down East. Charleston, 5-2 winner over Augusta. Those are your Carolina League scores. And finally, the Big Bird the big boy birds up in the major leagues. Why I give myself so many tongue twisters to say on air is beyond me, but my brain works in mysterious ways. O's with a walk-off winner against the Yankees to avoid the sweep. Anthony Santander with a three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth wins it over the big bad wall down the line for the three-run shot. Felix Bautista gets his first major league win. Congrats to Felix, by the way. And we are still waiting on Nick Vespi's major league debut. Those are all the scores from the places and people that you care about, so let's go ahead and look ahead to tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch again, game four of the series. Shorebirds throwing out Daniel Fetterman, 0-4 with a 7.11 ERA against Jackson Rutledge for the Fred Nats. Rutledge 0-1 with an 11.25 ERA on the season. Like I said, first pitch 7:05 again. Pre-game show, we'll talk to you at 6:50 as the Shorebirds will try to go for five in a row and their first series win of the season. Get it early, get it often, maybe, just maybe, don't want to look too far ahead, the Birds can break out the Brooms at some point this week. But we'll worry about that once we get to Sunday. So that'll wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you, cast. Big thanks to the entire cast and crew that helped put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6:50, we'll talk to you then. Your final score here from Purdue Stadium, it's Delmarva 4 and Fredericksburg 3. Shorebirds with their fourth win in a row. They improved to 13-23 on the season. We never got you the updated records, by the way. Shorebirds 13-23 in the season. They are now 6.5 games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals. They are now 6-12 at home, and they have won four games in a row. Fredericksburg, they are 19-16. 10-7 on the road, and they have lost four in a row, and they are now a half game back of the Lynchburg Hillcats for first place in the Northern Division. Fred Nats back in second for the first time for a while. So that will finally wrap it up. Till tomorrow at 6:50, we'll talk to you then. Your final score tonight, it's the Shorebirds 4 and the Fred Nats 3. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.